The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:35pm with Ross Briley, James Millman and Mark Slater in the studio. It's Chepstow, Lingfield and Musselburgh in the afternoon. We have two jumps meetings in the evening, one from Bangor and one from Fontwell, and it's day four of the Punchestown Festival, so plenty of top class racing to look forward to in Ireland as well. My name is Mark Walton, and right now joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good. Right, what we'll do is we'll start by having a quick look back at some of the action we've seen this week, Mick, and then we'll move on to Friday's racing. Looking back to Thursday, it was good to see Boston Bob win another big prize. He took the Punchestown Gold Cup, and he did it in nice fashion, quicking up quite nicely after the last.
Yes.
Despite a mistake as well.
Yes, and it was a costly mistake that cost him the RSA, wasn't it? And he did well to pick himself up from that, and he did it really well. Poor old First Lieutenant, you've got to feel for him. How many grade ones has he been runner-up in? And my old pal Long Run, after flooring me in the National and himself, he bounced back with an excellent run in third. It was a great race, wasn't it?
It was, and Nicky Henderson was quite pleased with Long Run by the sounds of things afterwards, and he was saying that the plan is to go back to the National next year.
Absolutely. He'll have learnt from last year. He was just enjoying himself too much, wasn't he, in the National? He was just loving it, absolutely loving it. And they just vamped up Valentine's, haven't they, this year? And it just took him by surprise, because the others he's had no problems with. They just didn't get high on him.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. We also saw Beat That win in Punchestown as well. He won the Irish Daily Mirror at Novice Hurdle. A determined performance for him to get the better of Dom Poley, and he looks a nice prospect now, doesn't he, Beat That?
Great prospect. Lots of good form horses in behind him, Cheltenham winners, and good yardsticks like Apache Jack, etc. And it augurs well for his future, doesn't he? Because the further he goes, the better he goes. He could make up into a world hurdle horse by this time next year, or by Christmas Day.
Yeah, he's definitely a nice prospect, isn't he, over hurdles.
And yeah.
And we also saw a reverse in the champion bumper placings from Cheltenham. Shane's Hill reversing the placings with Silver Concord on that on Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
Wednesday afternoon. I don't know what day it is.
Yeah. He did get the run of the race at Cheltenham, didn't he, Silver Concord? I think probably the ground was a ground dependent result. Silver Concord had his ground at Cheltenham. Result, he got the result his way. The other horse had the ground his way more so yesterday. Don't think there's much between them on the receptive ground. They're still both very good horses, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Both very good horses indeed. And the other big race at Punchestown was the Guinness Handicap Chase. 28-1 winner in the shape of Orpheus Valley. Make a bit of a surprise, that.
Yes, you couldn't see that one coming, could you? But great win for Thomas Gibney, of course, won the Irish National a couple of seasons ago. I had quite a time of it since. But well done, Eddie Heskin. It was some performance to make all, and sort of win it like that. The old boy's 11 now, rising 12, but showed the rivals a clean pair of heels. Fully deserved to hold off competitive edge in that driving finish. It was a really good result for the smaller man on the big day.
Yeah.
The other horse, we can't leave the Punchestown review without mentioning Levon Danton, who he's only 5, going straight over fences next season. Put him in your tracker. He's going to be a good horse, that, over fences.
Yeah. OK. Alongside Punchestown, we had some good racing on the flat as well at Ascot. And the eye-catching one was Tac de Boitron, who ran away with the Cigarro Stakes. Obviously, the French St. Ledger winner last year as well. And Estimate won this race last year en route to the Ascot
Absolutely.
Gold Cup.
And he's got everything... everything in front of him, hasn't he? And he just was in a different league, wasn't he?
Yeah, and apparently the noises from the paddock were he wasn't 100% tuned up either, so if he improves again from that, could you see him getting into the Gold Cup picture at Ascot?
If he got his preferred ground, I mean, he is a tough ground,
don't forget.
And that would be the worry come Ascot, but, there's other races along the way beside the Ascot Gold Cup. And by the autumn, when he gets his ground again, even if he doesn't get it at Ascot, is a stayer at the top level to be taken seriously, definitely.
Mm.
In a race that wasn't a stupid gallop, but it was a thorough test, and he looks the real deal, doesn't he?
He does, yes. Anything else caught your eye from Wednesday, Mick?
Oh, Horse in Tempest, my nemesis horse, beat me in the Lincoln.
Yeah.
I backed him himself next time at Newbury, and he was just out the money. He wasn't well. He finished fourth. And then he pops up yesterday. I did look at him in that listed and went through the field. I thought, it doesn't look that strong. I listed to me that. Then got busy with other things, forgot all about it. Lo and behold, put the results up, and there he'd won at 5-1. So he's a horse I have difficulty getting right, Mark. But, yeah, well done to John Ryan for landing another nice pot with him.
Yeah, and the Lincoln's looking quite good this year, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A few winners come out of it already.
Well, a Group 2 winner's already come out of it. Another listed race winner yesterday. It's looking very solid for him, Mark.
Mm. Okay, right. While we're on the subject of flat racing as well, Mick, we've got a big weekend coming up at Newmarket. It's obviously the first classics of the season with the Guineas. Have you seen anything of late to change your mind on what you thought last week?
I don't think so. I had another look back at Kingman's win in the Greenham, and just in case we were getting carried away on the day, but the more you look at it, the more it just looked stamped all over it. Believe the evidence of your own eyes. You saw a quality performance there, didn't we?
Yeah, and the rain's coming time for him as well.
Absolutely.
He wanted a bit of cut in the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I think it... I mean, it's going to be a good Guineas. It's not a gimme, is it? You know, there's plenty of good horses there. Walker Man, one of the best two-year-olds of last year. The unbeaten Tourmore, the Grey Gatsby, who chased home Tourmore at Newmarket. Kingston Hill, arguably last season's best staying two-year-old. It's a really good, and of course the much-touted Australia. So it's a good Guineas, isn't it? But I still haven't seen anything that would, if I backed Kingman, which I haven't, but if I had some fancy prices about him anti-post, I wouldn't be too concerned.
Okay, and he's just on the slide a little bit, Kingman. He's out to 6-4 from even money, so a bit of value maybe creeping into him.
Yeah, he's still short, but they'll be trying to take him on, won't they? But with plenty of good horses in opposition, why not?
Yeah, and Walker Mander is the one that's attracted a bit of money, 12-1 into nines.
Mm.
Could be an each-way play in the race. Anyway, we must move on. Let's move on to Friday's racing, Mick. We've got a card at Chepstow that you're going to look at.
Well, I went for Chepstow because we've got some decent each-way contests there. The one or two of the other meetings on Friday just lacking a bit of numerically. So we've had a look at Chepstow where we've got at least some good competitive stuff.
Okay, and we'll get your thoughts in three of those races in just a second.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Okay, then on to Friday's racing. The 145 at Chepstow is the first one that Mick has picked out, and this is a class 5 handicap over a mile and a half, and like I say, each way shape on the races on Friday, Mick, with 10 runners in this one. Which ones have made the shortlist?
Should be going 4 or 5 to one on the field, shouldn't they? We'll go through the shortlist in race card order. Rosie Rebel, trained by Ray Guest, Chris Catlin taking the ride. Ran well behind Force Family Fun at Newcastle on her reappearance. And, you know, I think that augurs well for her season. My only slight concern is that she's been beaten in all of her handicaps so far to date, and that includes 6 off marks of 73 and 74.
Right.
And she's racing off 74 again. So just would be a little bit concerned about that, but at least is in good enough form to make the shortlist. I know that James Millman's been banging on about Modem of late, and when you look back through his form, you know, he rarely runs a bad race, Modem. The stable are in better form than when we last saw this horse 25 days ago, and that was only his 4th start when he finished 4th at Windsor the other day on ground too soft for him, and hopefully it won't be too soft for him at Chepstow on Friday, and I think he's got a real chance. And the other one is the hat-trick seeking GH. The last two wins have been on the Vibersand, but he has gone close off similar marks on grass despite being 0-6 on turf. Don't rule him out because he's gone very close off similar marks on the turf, so they'd be the 3 to consider. I think now that the stable have hit form, I would stay with Modem.
Okay.
Because I think it'll be a decent price. It's going to be nearly a double-figure price.
Yeah, definitely an each-way price anyway in the in the 145. Let's move on to the 325 next, and this is a Class 5 veterans chase over five furlongs. And, well, some decent old performers in here, Mick, yeah. But which one would you side with?
Yeah, well, the thing is, Mark, these are veterans sprinters. Very few of these are coming into it in any kind of form.
Yeah.
The three that are in race card order: West Coast Dream, who was trained by Roy Brotherton, Chris Catlin taking the ride, has run well in his last few races, including that Wolverhampton win. And his mark when he was last seen on turf was in the mid-70s. So he can, you know, he's got back into, he can run here off 67. So he's got to be respected. Been in, you know, one of the few in the race on form. And he makes the shortlist. Solemn, trained by Milton Bradley. Dave Probert taking the ride. He's got 10 turf wins, this horse. And he's very respected, considering his last turf win was off 83. And it wasn't that long since either. And he can run here off 65. And he looked very unlucky at Bath last time. He got hampered on the rail inside the final furlong behind in the race won by Whiphound at Bath earlier on this month, or last month, back in April, I should say. We're in May now, aren't we? Keep forgetting. And, you know, that suggests that off of this mark, he's not going to be far away. And the other one is Dark Lane, who's now £7 lower than this one's last turf win and ran well for young Holly Doyle last time, back to form at Yarmouth with a good run. And Holly takes the ride again. So there'd be the three against the field: West Coast Dream, Solemn, and Dark Lane. Difficult call, really. I think I'd maybe just give it to Solemn. I can't get away from the fact that he used to compete in much higher company off much higher marks, and these veteran sprints should be right up his street.
OK, Solemn then for Mick in the 325. And the 355 is the last race we're going to look at. This is a Class 4 handicap over a mile, and flippant could be interesting here, Mick. Won at Haydock, well, back in September, then went to Newmarket in one of those big valuable tails races, and probably out of a depth.
Class 2, wasn't it? It was the race won by Wedding Ring on fastest ground as well for Newmarket in October. Did the donkey work that day, but only beat one home in the end after doing the early stuff. But the early form entitled to respect. I think possibly a bit to prove on its seasonal reappearance off of this mark of 79. We've got horses like Hedge Hend, who was itself a smart two-year-old. Didn't run too badly at Lingfield on its reappearance in an 0-80. And with that run under her belt, I know she's £6 higher than the last win, but she did win second time up last year.
Yes, she might need the run, yeah.
So that first run might have just put a spot on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.